A naked human child crawls into a wolf's den, looks up at Father Wolf's gleaming teeth, and laughs. This single moment, fearless, absurd, transformative, sets in motion one of literature's most enduring explorations of identity and belonging. The baby, soon named Mowgli, Frog, arrives at the worst possible time. Shere Khan, a lame tiger with a taste for human flesh, is hunting him. Yet Mother Wolf, fierce Raksha, the demon, makes a choice that defies both nature and politics. She adopts the man cub, challenging the tiger's authority and sparking a story that has captivated readers for over a century. Written during Kipling's own crisis, penniless in Vermont after his bank collapsed, these tales emerged from personal hardship, nostalgic longing for India, and stories told to his young daughters. What began as creative refuge became something far greater, a meditation on civilization and wilderness, law and chaos, that speaks powerfully to our disconnected modern world. Mowgli's acceptance into the Seoni Wolf Pack isn't sentimental charity, it's jungle politics. At Council Rock, Bagheera the Black Panther buys the man cub's life with a freshly killed bull, following ancient custom. This transaction ensures protection under Akela, the wise pack leader whose name means alone, a reminder that leadership is ultimately solitary. Under Baloo the bear's tutelage, Mowgli learns animal languages, territorial boundaries, and the politics between species. The jungle law isn't about survival of the fittest. It's about understanding responsibilities within a complex ecosystem where every creature has purpose. When Mowgli declares, "We be of one blood, ye and I," he acknowledges interconnection that resonates as we grapple with environmental collapse and social fragmentation. Mowgli's position as neither fully wolf nor fully human mirrors anyone navigating multiple identities, immigrants, mixed heritage individuals, those moving between social classes. His story suggests that belonging isn't about choosing one identity over another, but about integrating seemingly opposing forces into something whole. The jungle's social structure emerges through stark contrasts. The Bonderlog, monkey people, embody pure chaos, creatures who mimic without understanding, make grand plans they never complete, and live without discipline. As Baloo explains, they have no law. They boast and chatter and pretend they are a great people, but the falling of a nut turns their minds to laughter. Wolf society operates on clear hierarchies. The strength of the pack is the wolf, and the strength of the wolf is the pack. Even apex predators like Bagheera and Ka follow codes maintaining ecosystem balance. Yet Kipling complicates this dichotomy. When villagers plot to burn Messua and her husband as witches for harboring the devil child Mowgli, they represent corrupted human law, using tradition to justify cruelty. Which society is truly civilized? The jungle with its straightforward rules, or the village with its superstition and mob violence? The genius lies in showing these extremes through a child who belongs to neither, forcing us to question our assumptions about order, freedom, and community. Two tales, The White Seal and Rikki Tikki Tavi, explore courage through vastly different protagonists, expanding the book's thematic range beyond Mowgli's journey. Kodik, a rare white seal, discovers the brutal slaughter of his kind by human hunters. Unlike other seals who accept this fate, he embarks on a years-long quest to find a safe haven. Through storms, hunger, and isolation, he explores thousands of miles of coastline. When he finally discovers a secluded beach accessible only through a treacherous underwater tunnel, he faces his greatest challenge, convincing his skeptical community to follow him. He challenges 30 beachmasters in succession, fighting until his white coat is stained red. "I've fought for the sake of all the seals," he declares, embodying the principle that true leadership requires both vision and sacrifice. Rikki Tikki Tavi, a young mongoose rescued by an English family after a flood, embodies a different kind of courage. When deadly cobras Nog and Nagaina threaten his adopted family, he faces enemies many times his size, each capable of killing with a single bite. His victory comes not just from natural mongoose abilities, but from intelligence and strategic thinking, keeping one of Nagaina's eggs as leverage, understanding psychological warfare, timing his attacks perfectly. Both stories ask, what would you risk to save your community? The Miracle of Pirun Bhagat follows an Indian statesman who abandons his prestigious position to become a wandering holy man. Sir Pirun Das, KCIE, Prime Minister of a progressive state, shocks society by renouncing everything at the height of his power, a transformation exemplifying the tension between material success and spiritual fulfillment. In an abandoned Himalayan shrine, Pirun Bhagat establishes peaceful coexistence with langur monkeys, Barasingha deer, and even the suspicious Himalayan black bear Sona, suggesting wisdom deeper than either British administration or village life can provide. The true miracle arrives when Pirun Bhagat recognizes an impending landslide through subtle changes in animal behavior. His meditation years have heightened his awareness of natural signals others miss. Leading a remarkable procession of animals down the treacherous slope, he warns sleeping villagers just in time. After guiding them to safety, he dies peacefully, having fulfilled both worldly and spiritual duties in one final act. This narrative challenges conventional notions of progress, revealing that true wisdom encompasses both engagement with society and withdrawal from it. Two darker tales explore humanity's troubled relationship with nature and itself. In Letting in the Jungle, when villagers condemn Messua and her husband to death for harboring Mowgli, the boy orchestrates methodical destruction of the village that rejected him. With Hathi the elephant, he unleashes systematic assault. Deer and pigs destroy crops, predators take livestock, elephants demolish buildings while vines reclaim the land. This isn't mindless destruction, but calculated justice, punishment for attempting to burn innocent people alive. Within a month, cultivated land returns completely to wilderness. Mowgli's vengeful song captures this. The trees are on you, the house beams shall fall, and the Karela, the bitter Karela, shall cover you all. In our era of climate change, this reads as eerily prophetic, a warning about violating natural laws and the illusion of human dominance. The King's Ankus explores how material desire corrupts human nature. When Ka leads Mowgli to an underground vault filled with treasure, the boy shows no interest, taking only a ruby-topped elephant goad despite the guardian cobra's warning, it is death. Tracking the stolen Ankus later, Mowgli discovers six dead men who killed each other for possession. The story's genius lies in contrasting value systems. To Mowgli, the Ankus is merely interesting. To humans, it represents wealth worth killing for. Bagheera's explanation is devastating. They killed for the sake of the red and blue stones. The Spring Running concludes the Jungle Books, with nearly 17-year-old Mowgli experiencing pure unhappiness during spring's arrival. Caught between worlds, he takes a magnificent night run through the jungle under the full moon, a final embrace of childhood freedom. His jungle companion's preoccupation with mating signals his transition has arrived. Baloo and Ka offer reassurance. When the honey is eaten, we leave the empty hive. Bagheera completes the circle by killing a bull that frees thee, paying the debt from when he first bought Mowgli's entry to the wolf pack. His farewell to blind old Baloo captures the bittersweet nature of all major life transitions. More than a century later, the Jungle Books endure because they explore fundamental human experiences: belonging, identity, moral development, and our relationship with nature. Through Mowgli's journey from helpless man-cub to jungle master to human society, Kipling examines what it means to be fully human while honoring our animal nature. The Jungle Law's emphasis on balance remains surprisingly relevant to contemporary environmental concerns. These tales remind us of our deep connection to the natural world, the wild heart within even the most civilized breast. In Mowgli's struggle, we recognize our own challenge to reconcile animal instincts with human responsibilities, individual desires with social obligations, and freedom with belonging.